It is 19 to 2, and what do we have here? A politician. Mr. Seymour, how are you?
Oh, very well, thanks. Look, I was driving along and I thought, someone better stick up for the MPs. I'll probably get a mouthful of abuse for doing it. But
saying just after 1 minute, it's okay because we're lower than you.
And the Reader's Eye just respect stakes. Media come lower than politicians. Yeah. So there we go.
It could be worse. It could be us.
Well, look, let's stick together then. The people will probably think this is self-serving, but I just want to make one point, which is that people worry about the politicians, and you should, and we should be kept accountable because we do have a responsibility. But you've got to remember there's also in Wellington about 40,000 bureaucrats who are making policy, and some of those have been around for, decades, literally 30 or 40 years. So if you want to have term limits on MPs, just remember that the result of that is going to be first and second term MPs with very little political experience going up against bureaucrats who have been there just about since the time of Muldoon. And I'll just give you one example.
That's a good point.
A couple of years ago when I first got in, the IRD and the Ministry of Social Development basically wanted to be able to share taxpayer data with almost no restraint. There were 12 MPs sitting around in the select committee, almost all of them first termers. And the only MPs that went after these officials were, given credit where it's due, Clayton Cosgrove from Labor, because he's been around, he's been a minister, he's dealt with bureaucrats, he knows their tricks, and he could see what they're up to. And frankly, the other person that went after them was me, because the ACT Party's always been hard up on the IRD. But all the other MPs there, mostly first termers being on the select committee, were just kind of sitting there and nodding and saying, oh, well, these nice bureaucrats must have our best interests in heart. I can tell you they don't. And from a taxpayer's point of view, sometimes you want some experienced MPs who can keep the unelected bureaucrats in line.
It's a very good point.
It's a valid point.
You've changed my opinion. Well done. Well, how do you feel about the parliamentary term being 3 years, though? What's your view on that?
Look, I am in favour of it being longer because I accept that, maybe the next election we win, maybe we lose. If it's 4 years and we're out for longer, then that's tough bickies. But the problem with what we've got now is that it's damn difficult to develop good policy. And I'll just give you an example. I was involved 5 or so years ago as an advisor on the charter school policy. So you come in, you develop the policy, you're supposed to consult people, you think hard about what you're doing, and that takes a year. And then you finally get to write some laws, and they get debated in Parliament, and the public get to submit, and so they should, and that takes a year. And then in the third year, you get to implement the policy, and people were opening up the schools during an election campaign with all of the political glare that creates. Now, if we'd had a four-year term, we would have had a bit more time. I think, we did a pretty good job at getting those schools open, and of the five we opened that year, four of them have actually been outstanding. But I think, you take that example, I think that we could have better policy making, regardless of whether it's us in or the other side in. It would be better if you just had that one more year to really flesh things out. But hey, look, I mean, it hasn't been the worst governed country in the world for 3 years.
No, this is true. And just quickly, how's the Assisted Dying Bill tracking along? Where are we with that? Seeing as we've got to here.
So the Euthanasia Assisted Dying Bill, it's been drawn. It's on the order paper to come up and be debated, but there's no exact science to it because you don't know how long the other bills will actually take. But if I had to guesstimate right now, I'd say it's going to be debated in November. So I've just been busy talking to my fellow MPs because it's a conscience vote. Every MP gets to vote themselves rather than with the party. And if you've got a view on the bill, particularly if you support my bill and think people should be able to choose how they go and when they go if they're very sick, then, talk to your local MP, talk to your candidates, because one thing about politicians, they're a lot more sensitive to voter feedback 8 weeks before an election than most times.
Yes,
so particularly people that are going into Parliament for the first time, one of the first things they're going to have to vote on is going to be my assisted dying bill. And if you've got a view on that, then, you know, this is one of the most democratic things that happen in New Zealand, is a conscience vote on a private member's bill, because every MP has to make up their mind. And particularly at this point in the season, they're very, very sensitive to people that are offering to vote for them.
Speaking of first-timers, what about the Opportunities Party standing in Epsom?
Oh, well, look, they haven't actually said that they'll do it yet.
Oh, I think they will. Everyone,
yeah, they may do. I mean, they're welcome to put their name on the ballot, and it'll be fun to watch them explaining their many and varied positions, that they're going to tax your house, give your kids $200, let you smoke weed, but not buy alcohol, and all the other things that they've gone out about. I know that the pet owners of Epsom have a little bit of trepidation, but nevertheless, you know, it's good that they want to give it a go, and if they show up to the debates, I'll welcome them.